This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes corporate bankruptcy filings are straightforward. There's a filing, there's debtor relief, there's a reorg, and the company gets back to business. Happens all the time. And then sometimes there are retail bankruptcies, which often go a whole nother way. I mention that because Bed Bath & Beyond's journey through Chapter 11 continues. The company is said to be in talks to sell its baby product chain, Bye Bye Baby. But meanwhile, the home goods store BB&B itself is still on a path to extinction. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains why retail bankruptcies are just different.
There are enough fallen retailers out there to fill a graveyard. Sports Authority, Sam Goody, and remember Borders Books? The chain's expansion may have seemed borderless until it ran into Amazon.
If you look at the retail industry, the way that companies grow and decay is pretty rapid.
Santiago Galino is a professor of operations at Wharton.
And that's in part because of how dynamic the industry is, because of economic cycles, because of changes in the culture, changes in what customers want.
Yeah, businesses of all kinds are affected by fickle consumers. But because retailers are so close to consumers, unlike, say, manufacturers, they are the most affected. By the time a brand is so out of touch with technology or trends that it has to file for bankruptcy, customers have moved on. And in Chapter 11, companies have just 4 months to reimagine a business plan. It's why most retailers instead look for a buyer. And the buyer, it's going to evaluate what it's getting out of the deal. James Gellert is CEO of Rapid Ratings.
Well, you may be picking up leases and real estate, so you may have location.
Not a huge win, since Gellert says many retailers rent, not own.
But you're really betting on the brand name and a hopefully loyal customer base that wants to see you succeed.
And well, if that customer base was that loyal, the company would likely not be in bankruptcy in the first place. So really, there isn't much in retail to acquire, unlike airlines that own planes, or manufacturers that own intellectual property rights, or car makers that own plants full of machinery. All retailers own are shelves full of stuff. Jared Elias researches corporate bankruptcy at Harvard Law.
It's very tempting for the creditors just to say, let's just generate some cash out of this thing, get the money that we need, and then we're done.
A liquidation sale is exactly what it sounds like. The company is going out of business. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.